Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. That's right, we're going to discuss all the latest football action from Match Week 2 in the Premier League.
And not only that, but we've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
And we want you to use and practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with this week's headlines.
City hit Huddersfield for six.
Manchester City beat Huddersfield Town 6-1 on Sunday and have started this season like they finished the last. Sergio Aguero got a hat-trick for City, the first of the new Premier League season.
Brighton stun United for a second time.
Manchester United's trip to the South Coast ended in defeat for the second season in a row. Two goals in a minute by the Seagulls left United with a mountain to climb. And despite goals from Romelu Lukaku and a late Paul Pogba penalty, Brighton hung on for a famous victory.
Chelsea get the better of Arsenal in five-goal thriller.
Chelsea beat Arsenal in a classic London derby. Arsenal missed a hatful of first-half chances before Chelsea went 2-0 in front with goals by Pedro and Alvaro Morata. Arsenal then staged a comeback to level before the break. Henrik Mkhitaryan and Alex Iwobi got the goals. The second half was a more cagey affair, but Marcus Alonso got the winner for Chelsea with 9 minutes remaining.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in this week's headlines.
The words and phrases we're looking at this week are a hat-trick, a hatful, a mountain to climb, and a cagey affair.
Sergio Aguero got a hat-trick for Manchester City. A hat-trick is three goals in one match. Aguero has scored more hat-tricks than any other current Premier League player.
Hat-trick was originally used in cricket nearly 200 years ago and is now used in lots of sports.
We used another phrase with hat in the headlines. Arsenal missed a hatful of chances. This is a phrase that means a lot of. Arsenal missed a lot of chances in the first half. They missed a hatful of chances.
This phrase is very specific, and the only other way I can think of it being used is Arsenal could have scored a hatful. This means they could have scored lots of goals.
Our next phrase is an idiom, and it's a mountain to climb. Two goals in a minute by the Seagulls left United with a mountain to climb.
To have a mountain to climb means to have something very difficult to do. It's a popular idiom in sports when a team is behind in a match. It's used much less outside of sports.
The final phrase is a cagey affair. The second half was a more cagey affair.
To be cagey means to not want to give too much information about something.
In football, the affair refers to the match being played, and a cagey affair involves two teams who are unwilling or don't want to be too open in their style of play. They are quite defensive and don't want to give away too many chances.
The Chelsea-Arsenal match was very open in the first half, but the second half was a much more cagey affair.
Right, every week we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion between fans of different teams, which is good to see.
Lots of you agreed with our choice of Goal of the Week last week, a great volley by Watford's Roberto Pereira.
But some of you disagreed with our other awards. Asamuve from Palestine thought Player of the Week should have been Liverpool's Sadio Mane, and Khaldun83 from Algeria thought we should have chosen Manchester City's Raheem Sterling.
Good to see everybody saying what they think. Let's start with this week's Player of the Week award.
There were some great performances. Harry Kane got a goal in August for the first time ever. Everton's Jordan Pickford made one of the best saves I've seen for ages against Southampton. And the Manchester City team, well, all of them were good.
So, I think we're going to go for the obvious pick. Manchester City's Sergio Aguero. The Argentinian has 9 Premier League hat-tricks and is now 10th on the list of all-time Premier League goalscorers.
That was quite an easy choice. So, what about Team of the Week? Should we go with City?
We could, but I think we're going to look elsewhere. There were also good wins for Spurs, Watford, Bournemouth, Leicester and Everton. But our Team of the Week is Brighton.
The first big surprise of the Premier League season as they beat Manchester United 3-2.
Finally, our Goal of the Week. Harry Kane scored a great goal for Spurs.
Kieran Trippier's free kick in that game was even better than Kane's.
Ah, yes it was. But David Silva's free kick for Manchester City was better. Our Goal of the Week is the free kick by Manchester City's David Silva.
That was the first ever free kick he scored for City. I bet that surprises you.
It does. Right, let's move on to our next section, football shoutouts.
Each week, we're going to look at a phrase that a fan or commentator might use when watching a match.
This week's phrase is down the line.
The phrase is connected to passing the ball on the sides of the pitch. It's an instruction that's used to pass the ball forwards along the touchline.
It's often a fullback passing the ball to a winger. You may hear a commentator say, Walker passes it down the line to Sterling in a City match, for example.
Or you might hear a fan or a manager shouting, down the line, because that's where they think the ball should be played.
It's quite a common football phrase to hear during a match.
Every week, Rich is going to predict the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
Lots of you made your predictions last week, but a special well done to Nico Resch from Ukraine, who was the only listener to predict a 3-2 win for Chelsea against Arsenal.
If you want to take a look at our prediction league, we've put a link on the page below on the Premier Skills English website. Nico Resch is the leader with 3 points at the moment.
You'll be able to see a league table of the predictions all our listeners make. Can you beat me? Can you beat Jack?
You score 1 point for a correct result or 3 points for the exact score. What's your prediction this week, Rich?
Match week 3's big match is definitely Manchester United against Spurs. Despite not making any new signings in the summer, Spurs have made a good start with 2 wins out of 2. United have won 1 and lost 1, but haven't looked great. Tottenham are probably slight favourites, especially now that Harry Kane has scored in August. I think it'll be close, so I'm going to go for a draw. Final score? Manchester United 1, Tottenham 1.
I think United will win 2-0. They rarely lose 2 matches in a row.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.